It's episode 219, and we've got plugins for buttons, sharing, LinkedIn integration, multi-domains, strong passwords, and a plugin to roll back other plugins. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, coming to you direct from British Columbia, Canada.
And from the ever-so-rainy shores today of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, we don't get the rain here. It's all nice and warm and sunny. Hovering right around 20 degrees. Beautiful.
Nice. Yeah, I saw a rainbow today. It was cool.
We've got levels.
Don't see those too often here in California, so that was nice. I am rocking a day almost 20 of being sick, so forgive my voice if it sounds a little out of place or a little sniffly or anything like that. So I've been sick yet confined to the house and really digging deep into a lot of cool WordPress plugins and things like that. So we're happy to share a couple of those on today's show, John.
Yeah, excellent. And don't forget, folks, a couple of notes right off the top. You can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
That's right. We did sync one ranking in the U.S. store. We're still in the top five, but we do appreciate all of the reviews worldwide that people give us. Ironically, we got knocked off by Jeff Chandler and myself for WordPress Weekly, John.
Well, you know, that show's got a little bit bigger audience than us, I think. But that's all right.
So, but I'll tell you, we did have a nice reviewing campaign going on at WordPress Weekly, and it's paid off. So now you can see everybody out there. When you're consistent about your message and your audience actually goes through and does what they need to do, which is leave your reviews, it definitely pays off within the ranking. So we would appreciate that from you as well.
I don't feel so bad being knocked down by an active show. It's the shows that are still zombified that above us that bother me.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's only one of those left.
Excellent. All right. Well, also, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress, and I myself make it a specialty in helping people when they have trouble. You break it, I fix it. If you white screened or emergency, something's gone wrong, feel free. Give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And if you have a website that's working just fine, yet you're hearing crickets going on throughout the pages, nobody's paying any attention to your site, you're not converting, you don't know how to drive leads, you're not taking advantage of your social channels, you're not increasing user engagement or getting conversions, come on over to onlinebizcoach.com. That's online B-I-Z coach. I've got the entire course system that I'm building out now, and just by signing up to the newsletter, you'll be first in line to join the new program when it opens up very soon. So head on over to onlinebizcoach.com and take advantage.
And that's an excellent deal, folks. Make sure you take advantage of it. Now, we do have something special for folks. We are getting ready to release our first ebook.
Yes.
Top 25 plugins rated by John and Marcus, and it will be all 5-star rated plugins from our last 25, 30 shows, however many it takes to go back and get 25 top 5-star plugins. So that book will be coming out maybe with this show. So check out the show notes when it goes live. There might be a link there to, hey, go download the book. All you're going to have to do is sign up for the email list.
Yeah, we're stepping up our game as far as the add-ins and the extra value stuff that is accompanied by WordPress plugins A to Z. So look out for a lot more of this kind of stuff. But as we get more and more reviews in, and I'll tell you, John, you and I have reviewed more plugins than anyone else in WordPress history. That's just a fact.
It
it's an
is.
Absolute fact. And and the archive alone between us is at least 1,000, 1,200 plugins at least, right?
More? Consider 6 plugins times 219 episodes, you know.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to now start doing some interesting things, creating some books. We are actually getting the shows now all transcribed, which is very cool. And we're going to be doing a lot of cool posts and shares and things like that with some of the transcriptions and creating that into other books and other types of entities that you can take advantage of. And also coming out with specific kind of niche plugin books, like all about WooCommerce, all about memberships, all about social interacting plugins.
There's probably going to be one there for for WordPress multi-sites.
Multi-sites, yeah, that's another one. So there's going to be a lot of that to come, but you get to hear it all first right here on the podcast.
And there you go. Keep tuned. Listen week after week. So I guess it's pretty much time to head into the meat and potatoes, eh?
Yeah, let's roll.
All right, off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got this week is a nice simple one. I was looking for a button designer plugin, and I came across this one called WPI Designer Button. It's a very nice, simple plugin that allows you to create some pretty nice buttons. It is a freemium plugin, So the free version, pretty nice. It gives you some decent things to work with in the beginning. Nice, simple, straightforward. Gives you the ability to create some buttons with a background image. And if you move on up to the premium version, you get to add in additional tweaks and adjustments to everything in it. So give it a check out. It's a pretty decent plugin. I gave it a 3 Dragon rating, the WPI Designer Button plugin.
3 Dragon, that's kind of a letdown, isn't
it? Yeah, it's kind of middle of the road. It's nothing super spectacular, but it's good.
Okay, well, let's see if I can break one out here that'll pick everybody's mood back up. This one's called WP Rollback, and I talked about this on the WordPress Weekly show that I do with Jeff Chandler, and they subsequently went out and wrote a nice little post about it as well. WP Rollback lets you quickly and easily roll back any theme or any plugin from WordPress.org to any previous or newer version. So it works just like the plugin updater, except now you can select to roll backwards instead of forward to a specific version.
Nice.
Now, John, I don't recommend that people do this as a habit. Don't just go, hey, let's try out 2.6 when we're already on 5.1 and see what happens.
Not a good
plan. This is meant for a couple of different reasons. If the site goes dead, if you lose a little bit of functionality on something, if something suddenly doesn't work, if you update a plugin and all of a sudden you get a white screen of death or something like that, this is good to pinpoint exactly what the problem is. And then if you find that something doesn't work in the newer version and you roll back and it works in the old version, go tell the developer about it.
Yes, absolutely.
So they can fix it. And otherwise, people just get pissed and they stop using the plugin. So this is kind of a virtual time machine that you get to use with your WordPress plugins and your WordPress themes. But again, I stress, use it with caution. This is very powerful. And with great power comes great responsibility. So I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, it sounds like it's worth it because it can save you a lot of grief instead of having to go download from the repository, FTP up to rollback. Because
yes,
there are lots of times where I've had to roll back after updating because something wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this one does it. Now, the one thing that I'd like to see is the one improvement that I could give this, and I have to tell a developer about this, is I'd like to see it to where you could, in the rollback, maybe save and export a file that says, okay, here's all my plugins that I had. Here's the versions that I have.
Hmm.
Okay? And then save that somehow and maybe put it back into rollback.
Yeah.
And then have that set work so that I can import that on a different site or something like that. That's the one dent in this entire suit of armor that I found with WP Rollback.
Oh, well. Not a big one.
No.
Okay. Well, the next one I've got here is another simple, straightforward plugin. It's called Share Buttons. This one here, I'm not even sure why I was looking for an additional sharing button plugin, but I happened to stumble across this one. It's a pretty nice sharing button plugin for setting up the share buttons at the bottom or the top of your content, being the share to Facebook, Twitter, Google, LinkedIn, all those little buttons, the social media buttons. And this one here is another freemium plugin. It's real straightforward with the free version. It allows you to determine where you're going to set the buttons, either above or below the content, to the left or right of the content. And it allows you to choose, or doesn't allow you to choose much as far as the selection goes, as the buttons, it gives you the default one. If you want to get fancy with it, you need to buy the premium version of it. It's not very much, $15-$20, I think it was. And it allows you to choose from a selection of pre-customized buttons, set up a background color for the button, customize it up and tweak it a little bit so it looks a little bit better with your content. But other than that, it's a pretty decent little plugin, real straightforward to look at. Gave it a nice 3 Dragon rating. Check it out, Share Buttons.
Cool. Well, John, what's been my main social beef when it comes to a social network that just doesn't let WordPress play with it?
Not sure. It must be LinkedIn, eh?
It is LinkedIn. You're right. LinkedIn is one of the coolest social networks out there as far as professionals go.
Yeah.
Yet it is the most closed as far as how it likes to play with external sites. And that for that, I just don't understand. You know, the Facebook is, you can do anything with Facebook on your WordPress site, and you can do a lot with Twitter as well.
Yep.
LinkedIn, though, there's such a closed environment for such crazy professional chaos going on over there. So I found this plugin called LinkedIn OAuth, and it stands for Authorization, which basically OAuth allows users to log in and register on your WordPress site using their LinkedIn account. So it's just like the login via Facebook, login via Twitter, all that. Now you can have somebody logged in via LinkedIn, and it kind of carries that over. So you can actually make a buddy press that has LinkedIn.
Yes.
And I know this because I guess I'll plug it. I haven't talked about it in a while. I used to run, John, I shouldn't say used to. I run one of the oldest affiliate marketing groups on LinkedIn.
Hmm.
There's almost 20,000 people on it. And it was called Affiliate Marketing Masters. And frankly, I got out of the affiliate game a couple years ago, but I still maintain this, and there's people from all over the planet that interact on it and talk and do offers and stuff back and forth. But I am still a huge into digital marketing. So I've renamed the group Digital Marketing Masters. And
nice.
Now I've got a companion site that I'm trying to put together for some masterminding and things like that within the Biz Coach site. And I wanted to put some LinkedIn back-end stuff so that the group could get in there and play and do some stuff. And this plugin so far seems to be working. Now, I'm the only one that's all logged in with LinkedIn with one of my accounts, but it seems like it is working.
Give it
so
some time and see how it works.
Yep, and I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, well, let's see if I can step it up a bit here finally. The final plugin I've got for you here today is a premium plugin from WPMU Dev. And this one's coming about because I have embarked on a full-blown WordPress multi-user website project. And this is a project for my own marketing and for companies. And over the next couple of weeks, you'll hear more and more about it from on the show as it starts to become more developed. But this plugin here was the first one that I set up after I got MU up and running fully. And that is the multi-domains for multi-site. Now, this is not to be confused with domain mapping. What this is for is this is so you can set up one WordPress multi-site and have as many domains attached to that as possible. For example, I have created the site called WordPress MU, it's called thefityou.ca. And attached to that, I have an additional 5 domains going to it. And those 5 domains are now choosable by the people who will log into the site and create their own websites on the site. And this plugin allows you to set those domains up so they can set up their own subdomain. And so I've got a domain called healthyyoga.ca on there. And so they can set up my .healthyyoga.ca in the same site that is set up with the fityou.ca. and they use one login that will cross domain for logins in case they have multiple sites using multiple domains in there. This plugin works like a hot damn, is very nice, and allows you to set that up beautifully. So I had to give this one a top 5 dragon rating.
Awesome. You know, I will say, though, everybody out there, if you don't have experience in multi-site, do it on a stage site and play around with it for a good 2-3 years.
Give or take. Yeah, this is my fourth time going into WordPress multi-site, building a big project. And the first couple times ended in flames. The second couple times ended okay. This time around, I have a bit more of a handle on it. Yeah, running a WordPress multi-site is no small undertaking. Be prepared for a crap load of work. And just especially initially, getting it set up and running initially is frustrating because there's little glitches that occur initially. One of the things I should probably tell folks this, something I discovered. Do not try to set up your WordPress multi-site using WordPress 4.22. Because they have a new setting in the setup of the WP config for your database, where it uses UDF-8. Is that what it is? UDF-8?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And then they added MB4 after it. And it causes the multi-site to not set up and will not create the proper tables in the database every time you create a new site. Took me 2 or 3 hours to solve that one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The average person, that would be a days long.
Quite possibly.
FU fest that they would probably give up.
I couldn't believe it when I finally looked at it and saw what it was. So basically, I had to wipe it all clean, go back, and I reinstalled it using WordPress 4.1, and then upgraded to 4.2.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And then also, be careful how you use plugins in a multi-site. That's
massive careful
piece of advice.
Not all plugins work in multi-site. Yes.
Yeah. Also remember that you better have one fast server when you're running all this. If you expect to get traffic that gets popped through so many other different domains.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because it's literally like 5 times the traffic on one WordPress site. It's still one WordPress installation. It's just, it rocks it in 5 different, 8 different, 20 different.
100 different tables, you know, it keeps going. Every time it creates a new sub blog in there, it creates 9 new tables.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, that's right. So you got to just be careful. Yep. But that's cool. Awesome. Yeah. Multi-site, when it works well,
Mm-hmm.
Unlike any other content management platform out there.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for that one. Very nice. Very strong. And that's a good segue into our next plugin called Strong Password Generator. It's created by Frankie Jarrett, who's made another plugin that I love called Stream. It's now a service, actually. But Frankie's done, gosh, I can't even, I think he's done 10, 11 different plugins. Among them, what has he done? I'm going to see real quick on the fly. He's made Zing. He made User Session Control, Archive Post Status. He's done Dependency Minification, all these things. Expire Passwords. John, that's one of my favorites.
Nice.
Expire passwords. Okay, so Strong Password Generator encourages the use of strong passwords just like the new little bar does on your password strength. You know how when a user fills it out, it gives this little bar as to the strength of the password?
Yep.
Well, this one actually helps you generate a password so that people aren't just sitting around trying to think of it or think of what they think would be a secure password, just trying to fill up digits. Mm-hmm. And this one actually generates strong passwords. And so they can copy it, save it, do whatever, put it in LastPass, you know, use it in their browser as a password manager, saver, whatever those are. This does it. So it's sweet, simple, easy to use plugin. It works really well as far as the user interface, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I wonder if it's WordPress multi-site compatible. I'll have to test.
It must be. It must be. It's such a simple plugin. Yeah. It doesn't seem like the code
I'll have to test that, because I wouldn't mind having that in my site for making people to generate their passwords. So I'll be.
You mean password 123 isn't enough?
No, not nowadays, man.
Well, it's funny because I worked for a client not too long ago, just within a couple months, And their password was their name and 1234.
I've had many of those. Usually I inform them relatively quickly that we need to change that now.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not be using Marcus 1234 ever in my life.
No, that was back in the 1990s when you could get away with that.
Yeah, on my own screensaver. And I was the only one to touch the computer. Yeah, that's what I did.
Pretty much. All right, well, that covers us up in this episode. I covered up the WPI design button, which I gave a 3, the share buttons, which I gave a 3 to, and the multi-domains for multi-site, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about WP Rollback, gave that one a 5 out of 5. LinkedIn OAuth, 4 out of 5. And Frankie Jarrett's Strong Password Generator gets a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. A little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography and time for a change, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images, new images are being added on a weekly basis. So go check it out for some really cool stock photos on there. CanadaStockPhoto.com.
Awesome. And I want to remind everybody to go to my website, MarcusCouch.com, and sign up to my mailing list, because there's a couple of different things I'm going to put on there that aren't – I have the coaching thing, but I'm going to get a little bit more lifestyle and practical and trying to teach people some of the life plugins that I have found and the cool kind of ways to get to hack different situations in your life and frustrations that you might have. And let's face it, you know, if you're into this podcast and into WordPress plugins, you probably do a majority of your time sitting and being online and doing those things. And I'm, you know, like anybody else, fall victim to that, fall into the mentality, even doing podcasts and stuff. I often kind of even question my expertise when things don't go right. And, you know, as far as, you know, development and getting projects and clients and things. And sometimes it's just inner frustration from being in stuck in a room in front of screens and, and all that. And clients that call from distant places that don't understand. And so I'm going to start blogging a little bit more on MarcusCouch.com, but especially the newsletter, because there are some things I'd rather just keep in the newsletter. I don't want to really, I want to get really personal with it, but I don't want to broadcast it, if you know what I'm saying.
Excellent.
So just sign up to the mailing list, MarcusCouch.com.
Excellent. All right, and a couple of reminders. Don't forget, stop at iTunes, give us a rating. We greatly appreciate those ratings for your time. And on Blueberry, hit that, or Blueberry or Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the bottom corner.
All right. And how can they find us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And again, you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember, follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.